The Queensland government has introduced sweeping reforms across its local governments, which have led to the suspension of four mayors and one councillor. This move echoes similar acts against corruption in local councils across Australia, including the story of Salim Mehajar's Sydney's former Auburn council.
Salim Mehajar from the former city of Auburn, he was plastered all over the metropolitan papers, all over the country, example of spectacular corruption.
Kevin Suarez spoke with Dr. Bly Grant, Associate Professor of Politics, Policy and Applied Ethics at the Institute for Public Policy and Governance at the University of Technology, Sydney.
Why would the Queensland government pass these reforms?
Well, there's several reasons. Firstly, the issue of malgovernance and councillors behaving badly is, I suppose, a general issue across Australia. That isn't surprising because there's a lot more local governments than there are other forms of government, and also the lowest tier of government in the sense that the people that are involved are less professional than the higher tiers of government. Well, that's the theory anyway. Okay. The second reason is that Queensland local government is quite particular compared to the rest of the local government systems across Australia, in that mayors are directly elected and they have more responsibility under the Act. So they're paid more and they have more responsibility that goes along with that. So for that reason, as well as a host of other historical reasons, the Queensland state government has always taken what some would call or some would describe as a heavy-handed approach to the oversight of executives, whether they be appointed or elected, in local governments in that state.
So these reforms have already hit four mayors and another councillor. So should the other mayors across Queensland be concerned?
Well, I think as public servants, we should all be concerned about how we conduct ourselves under the auspices of our position. But at the same time, those people in local government, whether they be mayors, deputy mayors or other councillors, will be extremely aware of their responsibilities in terms of their general conduct and also in terms of their fiduciary conduct in local government at all times. We're having a little bit of a scandal around these four particular individuals, I hasten to add, isn't in any way unusual for local government systems in Australia generally, and quite often individuals in local government are subject to probes around integrity, around a whole host of issues. So those people will be very aware that this new legislation is a continuation of that oversight.
The charges that these mayors and the one councillor have been charged with are what's referred to as integrity charges, which includes bribery and corruption. But should more charges be included in these reforms?
I don't think so. At the moment, the oversight mechanisms for local government in Queensland are quite robust. So the Crime and Misconduct Commission has the authority to, and in fact does, have the power to investigate councillors, mayors and appointed executives, and anyone else for that matter, in the local government sector. These new laws are a sharpening of those of that authority, but it's not to be expected considering that in the last decade or so there's been arguably a peak rather than a trough in these kinds of incidences.
One of the mayors complained on social media that while the state government is going after so-called innocent mayors, other problems are being ignored, such as congestion on roads. But how big of a problem is corruption in city councils?
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer, and it depends upon how you define corruption. All right, so a lot of people would say that there's two definitions. The first is that anything that's de jure corruption, that is defined as corruption under the Act and the other instruments of legislation. The other way that you would define corruption is more broadly in terms of organisational culture. So depending upon your definition, it's more rather than less prevalent. But I go back to my point as well. My original point is that it's unreasonable really for us to expect local governments to be as clean as a whistle, metaphorically speaking, for several reasons. There's lots of them. We know that issues of malgovernance and behaviour are general across the public sector. It seems to me that focusing on local government is more rather than less convenient and is almost a sport for some metropolitan papers at least, and regional papers, if you read them. So really, this is just part of due process, and the fact that these people are being investigated and being forced to stand down is really a part of the normal process of governance. I think it's important to keep that in mind.
These reforms, as you've just mentioned, have hit four mayors and one councillor. And do you feel that these reforms could end up appearing across the other states and territories across Australia?
No, absolutely not, Kevin. And that's because the individual sovereign states and the Northern Territory have their own common law, and as such, they have their own very intricately built up systems and governance and oversight for their local government systems. Queensland, as I said before, has tended historically to act in what some people would call a heavy-handed or interventionist way. So other systems, for example, Victoria and South Australia and Tasmania, have acted historically in a far more consultative way.
Dr. Bly Grant, Associate Professor at the Institute for Public Policy and Governance at the University of Technology, Sydney, ending that report by Kevin Suarez.